All right. This of talkative, the reunion.
This is comeback.
The comeback. Edition. The comeback of edition. I mean, we'll be the podcast that feels we've not done this in a while, and then we've been busy working on other projects, but it's not a good excuse to leave you guys hanging. So we are back.
Not at all.
We are back like them.
We are sorry. We are back like a back on or no. Like
we're back on. All right.
We are okay. Sorry.
This is the Names of Talkative podcast, and I'm your class captain.
I'm excited. I'm your assistant class captain.
If you're Barcelona, you share with me.
Today
we are going to look at insults that are outmoded. Things that used to be insults, but
archaic.
This generation, we don't find them insulting. They used to be very, very offensive. It will shock you.
Yes.
Number one is get away. But we don't say it get away. If you say it as get away, I mean, they were very offensive to our parents. They could tell you, and to their mind, they've insulted you. But then how they will say it, you will actually feel insulted.
So
you'll be hurt.
Your mother will say, my friend, get away.
No, my uncle's cool. School. My friend, get away. Galaway! Galaway. That will go to Galaway. My friend, Galaway. Get away is not offensive. But Galaway is the senior man version of get away.
And at that time, when they told you Galaway, that's your child, Kutu.
Oh, yeah. Come on, girl away, they come on Koto too. Because one girl away is equivalent to three Koto.
Girl away.
Oh, girl away. Free me so call. Girl away.
My friend.
Girl away. And oh, what the next away. One? The next one.
The next one was, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? So supposed to be offensive.
Listen.
I'll just.
So, what do you mean is not offensive, but what do you mean? What do you mean?
This is an audio podcast, so you can't see our faces, but you have to squint your eyes. What do you mean? Around the me.
Yes,
you squint
mean.
Around the. What you cannot say the me with an open eyes.
No.
So even though we can't see, you rehearse it. What do you mean? Then that's what makes the insult mean.
What do you mean?
So when you say what do you mean, very, very offensive.
But it mean? Was super offensive when the person said, what do you mean? You hear the W the and the H.
What do you mean? So that is another insult.
What is what do you
and
mean?
And the third one is, excuse me. My friend, excuse me. But ironically, if you say it's wrong, it was polite. The wrong version of excuse me is excuse me. That's excuse. Excuse is very, very polite. But when you're rapping, you're ready. Excuse means give me way.
Yeah.
Excuse is like, oh, please, may I? Or please, can I? Mm-hmm. Excuse is very polite. So, excuse is the opposite of the rest.
Yes.
The rest, when you say it's wrong, it's offensive. But with excuse, that is the polite one. Yes. And excuse, the insult. Yeah.
The next one will shock you to your bone. And you will ask me, how is this offensive?
Which one is that?
Where did you get my number?
No, that one is still offensive. Huh? That one is still offensive.
Gen Z's are understanding.
Okay.
You know,
relatively.
At first, when someone wants your number, and they go to someone for the number, the person doesn't even come to you and say, oh, as soon as he says they want your number. No, they give the number
they
to the person.
Away.
Exactly. So, like, you are there now. So, you are there.
Yes. And the last one.
The last of the
you know what they say?
Ground floor.
It's go are you. Go are you doesn't have an English version. It was made in Ghana. Go are you.
Wow.
Go are you and Bonibian how to go are you that.
Wow.
Go are you. Go are you. What the right version?
Wait. Go are you.
Go are you. Go are you? It doesn't make any sense.
Go are you?
But if you make your grandmother angry and she tells you, go
so,
are you?
So technically, go are you is the way is your front.
yes. The way is your front. Mm-hmm.
Go are you?
My cousin said, where is here? And he her. There are some English. They were made in Ghana.
So when your cousin asked, where is he?
Mm.
My cousin answered, here is everywhere.
Baby Aneha.
Okay, see, wow.
If you never thought about it, go or you doesn't have an English version.
I stopped talking these days, so I don't thought. Taught. Hey, go or you.
Go or you.
Wow. And what made go or you more painful was what when they put it in a song. Mm. Go where you fool.
Wow. Like I said, give
a boom, you the fire
and then the podcast, you know, it's here. I
don't want
to be a brave. I'm a this needs to talk about your back. Like, back on or no.
Back on or no.